Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Philo, the recollections of Leo Sanders, born 1903. A nursery rhyme in Boont. Circ, circ, the Tudors, Tweeds, stole a borp and shied. They gormed the bork, and dreeked we circ, and he piked plenty green-eyed. Say it in English now. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, stole a pig, and away he ran. The pig was eat, and Tom was beat, and Tom went crying down the street. You see, Boontling is a shortened language, and that's why this poem that I recited seems so much shorter when said in Boontling. There used to be a man here in Anderson Valley that said we could say a whole hour's conversation in just a few words when we were really harping Boont. Some old Boonters harped Kai Bellegroon. Now this would mean that the coyote went below the ground, and it's spoken in two words. I had a classmate that lived right at the district line between the Anderson polling district and the Philo polling district. On weekends, he would go to Boonville and spend some time in town, and then on Monday morning, he'd have a new Boont word for me. He kept me coached on that, so I was learning Boontling while I was coming up through grammar school. You see, in the early days, the rivalry between Philo and Boonville was so great that the Philo people thought that they would be disgraced if they tried to copy anything that Boonville did. So, they never learned to speak Boontling at all. In fact, they belittled it and made all sorts of fun of it. And then the Boonters, on the other hand, didn't want the people of Philo to speak it. Of course, when this friend of mine and I were growing up, we didn't let that bother us at all. I suppose the rivalry between the towns was mainly due to baseball games. You see, in the early days, each one of those communities had a ball team of its own. And they used to play some pretty close games. You know how people were in olden times. They loved rough and tumbles, and they were always arguing with the umpires, and sometimes people had fist fights. So that caused, in some cases, animosity between the people of the two different communities. They called us Poleecoites, and I don't know as they referred to us as people from the Blue Jay region back in those days or not. I think that Blue Jay region was the name that was attached to this area later on. See, they used to haul hay that was not baled just loose along the county road, and there were some redwood limbs that hung over the road and would scratch off some of the hay. Then the Blue Jays would fly down in the road, and that's how they got the name Blue Jay region. Anyway, Poleecos sounds like it has a political connotation. Poleecers. They just eke out by one or two votes a win, you see. So the people from Poleeco were Republicans, and those from Boonville were mostly Democrats, the early settlers of the southern end of the valley, or the southeastern end, were really from the south. And so it happened that the people who settled down in this part of the valley, around Philo and Wendling, were from the northern part of the United States. Oh, gee, Mom, will you recite Old Mother Hubbard in Boont for us? Mm-hmm. The old dame piked to the Chigrel Nook for gorms for her ball balgamer. The gorms had shied, the nook was strung, and the ball balgamer had neemer. You've been listening to the recollections of Leo Sanders. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.